software distribution, Getting It There. This is by Eric Imelka and Daniel Delatry at the WWDC 2006 conference. Software deployment is one of the promises of a managed environment. Our presentation reflects the experiences we gained from managing Nexus Computer Network, a system of over 3,500 computers. First slide, Nexus software deployment. Approximately 1,750 of our computers are in student labs where we want them installed to behave identically to all the other computers in that room. That way, the computer courses can rely on one set of instructions producing predictable results on all the workstations. Another 1,800 computers are in private offices and research labs. Again, you want the software to be delivered reliably, but here we may need more flexibility for a variety of software to be installed to meet the needs of the user. Office computers are not one size fit all. Automated software delivery is very important for providing good service to our users. It's also necessary to make our IT services more efficient on staff time. Slide challenges. We have identified several challenges to reliable software deployment, and they highlight issues that are not adequately addressed with the obvious deployment strategies like GPO-based installs or even by manual installs. We'll start by outlining our goals. New slide, requirements. Reliable. We want software to install reliably whenever possible, but when it doesn't or it can't, we need to know about the failure so we can fix it before the user is inconvenienced. After all, reliable software delivery is a big part of the argument for a managed environment in the first place. Effective. There are many aspects to effective delivery. The distribution should be fast. It shouldn't require a user to take manual steps to assist the installation, and it shouldn't frustrate the user. Some installation techniques require a user to step through a series of windows or even make decisions, and this is not acceptable to us. Users also get frustrated if slow installs happen at boot time. They begin to dread turning their computers off or rebooting. Automated. We want workstations to be remotely managed and the delivery to be automatic. At some time, the administrator will assign software to the workstations, such as through Active Directory, and we want the workstations to get the software automatically, hopefully at an appropriate time, so it can be installed correctly. As you will see, we want repairs to happen somewhat automatically. Nothing should require an actual visit. That simply isn't acceptable. Another aspect of automation is that workstation rebuilds should be automatically bring the rebuilt system up to the same configuration as before and identical to its peers. Many technologies handle only certain types of automation. For example, GPOs handle only MSI automation. Robocopy handles only file duplication. We'll see examples, but both strategies have limitations. Targeted. We need to be able to target specific software to specific computers or groups of computers. For example, we may want to add some optical scanning software to all the computers with scanners attached, but not to computers without the hardware. Targeting means software goes where it's needed, but not where it isn't, or where it isn't wanted. Some automation tools simply don't handle targeted delivery. They're fine for some groups of computers, but they don't handle the diverse needs of our big system. Upgradable and removable. Software installation is only one part of the software lifecycle. Upgrades and removal are also important, but they are more difficult to achieve. Any process also must seem secure, or at least not expose any new security risks. Slide, possible solutions. There are several solutions being considered on campus or have been investigated. As some people remind us, there's always the possibility of manual installation, sitting down with the actual CDs. Robocopy is a free Microsoft provided tool which is very convenient for copying a bunch of files to a bunch of Windows workstations. Active Directory Group Policy Objects are the workhorse Nexus uses for most software distribution. There are a variety of Microsoft and third-party commercial solutions. These include Microsoft SMS, or System Management Server, Novell ZenWorks, and LandDesk. Open source solutions always deserve a look, and there may be others, too, that we haven't considered. Slide, manual installations. Manual installations have one aspect of reliability. They are vendor supplied, so we would expect them to be ideal in terms of reliability. Experience, however, tells us this is not true. The results are not always identical, and the resulting software is not as predictable as automated installs. Obviously, manual installs are not as effective. Someone has to actually visit every workstation, and there's inconvenience to all involved. Some strengths of manual installs include that software can be targeted to the intended machines. Upgrades and removals are usually possible through manual processes. An often forgotten weakness of manual installs is that the administrator password is often used and has a greater chance of being exposed to the people who we don't want to expose it to. Slide, Robocopy. Robocopy is a free Microsoft tool. It can be very convenient for copying files to a number of destinations. The concept of using Robocopy for software distribution is very similar to the old syscontrol we had on WattStar. There we had a nightly refresh to install or reinstall all the needed files. Compared to some of the other solutions, RoboCopy is not very effective. For one thing, it cannot be used for target installs. It only addresses workstations with identical images. It is automated, but only suited for file copy installations, not for MSI or executable installs. The upgrade or removal process involves overwriting or deleting files. RoboCopy has no reporting tools, so when it's done, you don't know where it was successful and where it was not. Slide, Active Directory GPOs. GPOs are Microsoft's recommended way to manage software. Well, until you push its limits deep to buy the SMS product. Our experience is that GPOs are reliable for smaller software packages, and later you'll see numbers that support this claim. GPOs only handle MSI software packages. If you have an EXE install, for example, you have to convert it to an MSI. That's an inexact process, and we'll also discuss that. GPOs are automated. They are built into Active Directory. This does not mean that the automation always works. If the install was unsuccessful, the GPO is not attempted again, and there's no way you will know about the failure. You're left with a mess and no way to fix it. The GPO is effective for initial install of application software. The upgrade process, however, is not as reliable, nor is the removal process. So GPOs do not handle the full life cycle of software. There are no reporting tools provided by Microsoft to gauge results or to fix the failures. Slide, third-party commercial solutions. There are several commercial options available. Nexus has nearly 3,600 clients and is still growing. Most products become very expensive with these numbers. Also, most commercial systems are locked into certain technologies and less extensible than open source. This translates into less flexibility for our needs. We have already great control of our environment, and we'll show examples of how we can tweak the experience, which we can do with open source tools. One strong benefit of most commercial tools is the excellent reliability and reporting capabilities. Slide, open source solutions. There aren't actually a large number of open source tools available for our needs. Of the ones available, like AIMEE and Unattended, they're best for identical systems. They can be used for teaching labs, but they don't really meet our needs for flexibility in hardware and software configurations. Not all of them are in active development either. There are many other site-specific technologies that we see at educational conferences. We are intrigued by WPKG. It's popular and flexible. It has good support and is actively kept up to date. Slide, current environment. Before we can pick among the tools, we need to determine the weaknesses of our current environment and to find a way to measure the success of a new tool. Nexus relies heavily on Active Directory GPOs, and GPO rely on MSI files. Not all software comes with an MSI package. Some software is very unreliable to install, and upgrades and uninstalls are extremely unreliable. A particularly vexing problem is that once software is installed incompletely, it becomes very hard to detect. Microsoft offers no reporting tools for this problem. For example, we have a 120-station computer lab, which is used for teaching all manner of engineering and other courses. All the computers are supposed to be identical. They all have the same GPOs. But we always heard reports that things do not work exactly correctly on some machine or another. Unfortunately, we rarely heard which exact machine was missing the software. And even if we did, how would we fix the problem other than to do a complete reinstall on the workstation? Slide, GPO issues. There are other problems. Repackaging software means capturing differences between the pre-installed state and the same computer after software is installed. This strategy captures unrelated, unnecessary, or even some damaging elements. Software installs also depend on certain logic, such as decisions for compatibility. For example, the vendor's installation program will look for certain components and install them only if necessary, or make other decisions based on what is installed, such as web browser enhancements or addition to Microsoft Word. There is logic necessary to complete the installs, and some of that can be lost in the capture process. Large software packages seem to install less reliably, and we'll show that we develop technology to actually detect this and even work towards correcting the situation. Slide, GPO tool. GPO tool is the name of a locally developed tool. It's also, unfortunately, the name of an unrelated Microsoft tool, small world. Our GPO tool looks for broken GPO-based software and helps to fix it, all done remotely from a management station. It was initially created to deal with the problem of that 120-station lab I mentioned. There are supposed to be identical computers, identical software. What went wrong, and can we fix it? GPO is now used in a lot of places on campus. Not only can it fix problems, but it can actually give assurances that the installation is complete and successful. If an exam is to be held in a computer lab, the last thing you want to worry about is whether the software is installed. GPO tool works by scanning the computers to see what they have installed and whether the software is installed completely. It creates a report detailing what is where and also what is only semi there, the result of a failed install. GPO tool can reset the GPO flag so the next time GPOs are applied, the missing software is reinstalled. It also includes the ability to uninstall most software using vendor-supported uninstall programs. GPO tool reports can be exported to a text file for further analysis or for inclusion into management documents. Slide, GPO tool observations. In our 120-station lab, GPO tool advised us of what had worked reliably and what hadn't. We were able to fix the failed installs without having to do total reinstalls. In the case of MasterCam, the 81% success rate shows that 23 out of 120 machines failed. This underscores the unreliability of GPOs and gives us a difficult application we can try to install with a replacement tool to gauge its usefulness. Slide, open source WPKG. WPKG is a popular open source tool for software lifecycle management. It can do deployment, removal, and updates. There are both push and pull features. Normally the workstations are configured to pull down new software at a convenient time, but one can also push out software by remotely triggering a pull. WPKG supports MSIs, InstallShield, and other vendor-supported formats, including EXE files. Like GPOs, it supports layered images, where workstations can subscribe to multiple packages to build up a final image. Files can be distributed for better total scalability. For example, in our 120-station lab, we want to distribute the images over four servers to keep the performance peppy. With this GPO that we have, it's accomplished by having four GPOs, one for each server. However, WPKG allows us to inherently split the load without making redundant GPOs. WPKG also includes its own reporting tools. Though they are simply workstation-based, they are easily made more powerful because Nexus already has mechanisms to collect reports so we can summarize the results into something useful. WPKG also has a very small footprint. Slide, WPKG overview. The way WPKG works is we define software packages, for example MATLAB, SPSS, or AutoCAD that we wish to deploy. These packages can be dependent on other packages, so a subscription to one package will drag along the other packages on which it depends. Software profiles are defined with a list of packages. For example, all computers in the lab are put into one lab profile, and it can be given subscriptions to software packages. Profiles can also extend to other profiles. For example, a lab machine with an optical scanner that needs to have all the other software of the lab plus the scanner software, so inheritance is used. An example is in order. Slide, WPKG example. Our engineering gap lab needs a variety of software. All the stations in the lab need the same software, so they are all described by the GAF profile. There is a computer with an optical scanner. It needs the GAF profile plus also the scanner software. So we make the GAF scanner profile and grab just the scanner software, and then we inherit the rest from the GAF profile. Slide, GAF lab example. As you can see in this graphical view, we organize computers into group profiles. We can assign them new generic software profiles like Office and Scientific software. And these profiles point to individual software install packages which will be applied. Our GAF scanner inherits all the software from GAF, so if we add a new package to GAF, we don't have to remember to add the GAF scanner. The association by inheritance applies the software automatically. Slide, WPKG web tool. To organize its data, WPKG uses XML files to list packages, profiles, and computer names. XML is an industry standard, which is a good thing, and computers can easily read it and act on it. Unfortunately, XML is very hard for users to enter or to read. Also, administrators of a big system like Nexus need shared access to XML files so they can update the data as needed. This complicates things because a human entry error in XML would render the whole WPKG-based system useless. We needed a way to make the XML files better, so we can enjoy shared access and prevent people from making syntactical errors which corrupt the file. So we added a web interface and a database backend for WPKG. In this system, the XML is generated as needed and is always correct. Slide, WPKG busy warning. The other notable shortcoming of WPKG, which will be fixed apparently soon, was that users could log in the system while the software was being installed. Ideally, the software is installed when the user is not active or present. While GPOs seem to have this ability, some of our GPO-related problems occur because the machine slows down the installs and eventually times out during the GPO processing and then allows users in an inopportune time. What we did was enhance our Nexus login so we could flag the machine to prevent logins during WPKG installs. resulting message is customizable. One way the solution is superior to the Microsoft GPO logout strategy is the administrator can cancel the install in the crisis and let the user log in. In contrast, GPOs cannot be stopped once they start processing. Slide, possibilities. WPKG offers us some new possibilities. With our web tool, it's possible to configure PC client software from any web browser, even from a BlackBerry if needed. We can generate reports so we know what software is being deployed. This is great for gauging interest in renewing software licenses. It is possible to reduce duplication effort in software packaging, and we can truly handle the software lifecycle, including upgrades and uninstalls. Slide, our plan for 2007. We currently use GPOs extensively, and this will not change anytime soon. In fact, this investigation prompted the creation of GPO tool, which gives new life to GPOs by addressing reporting and repairing of the GPO-based software. But we will also be using WPKG. Initially, we will use it to target only difficult or unreliable installs. We will monitor the success of the deployments, compare them, and make more decisions then as to whether WPKG is the right solution for us. There's also a slide with your resources you can look at on the web, and we will take any questions.